I'm Faith Lapidus. Taliban and American military officials have taken to social media to accuse each other of acting against peace-building efforts in conflict-torn Afghanistan. The sparring via Twitter follows months of negotiations to try to bring an end to the Afghan war. But the talks have failed to deter the Taliban from stopping or reducing hostilities. Deadly battles between Taliban insurgents and U.S.-backed Afghan security forces in recent days have killed or wounded hundreds of people, including civilians. Australia's ruling Conservative coalition won a surprise victory in the country's general election on Saturday. Reuters' David Doyle reports.
After hailing a miracle election win on Saturday, it was perhaps apt that Australia's Prime Minister Scott Morrison started Sunday in church.
You don't get to be a Prime Minister and serve in that capacity unless you're first a member for your local electorate.
Voters had answered his prayers the day before, setting his Liberal Party-led Conservative coalition on course for enough seats to form a majority government. That's despite years of unfavourable polls and widely held expectations that the opposition Labour Party would win.
That's Reuters' David Doyle. Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi will secure a second term in office, according to exit polls announced after the country's mammoth general election wrapped up on Sunday. While Modi's Hindu nationalist BJP had been seen as the front runner, there was uncertainty whether the party would secure a majority. But five different exit polls said the party was set to win about 287 to 305 seats, comfortably passing the halfway mark in the 545-member parliament. Vote counting will be done on Thursday. This is VOA News. Austrian Chancellor Sebastian Kurz called Saturday for an early election after his vice chancellor resigned. Reuters' Mia Womersley reports Heinz Christian Strache was caught on a covertly shot video, apparently promising government contracts to a prospective Russian investor.
Strache has headed the Freedom Party since 2005, credited with bringing it back to mainstream electoral success. The video was reported on Friday by two of neighbouring Germany's leading media. It allegedly showed a meeting in Ibiza in July 2017 between Strache, another party official, and a woman purporting to be the niece of a Russian oligarch. In it, he appeared to offer direct inflated construction contracts to a company in exchange for support for his party, though he also said he wanted everything to be done legally.
That's Reuters' Mia Womersley. The United Nations Secretary General has condemned recent attacks in Mali that killed and wounded the alliance's peacekeepers. A spokesman for Antonio Guterres said the UN chief was deeply saddened by the death of a Nigerian peacekeeper who succumbed to his wounds following the armed attack by unidentified assailants in Timbuktu. Guterres said targeting peacekeepers may be a war crime. At least 16 people were injured in a blast targeting a bus near Egypt's Giza Pyramid Sunday, security sources said. Officials said the bus was carrying 25 people, most of them South African tourists. Videos circulating online show the bus windows blown out or shattered. U.S. President Donald Trump on Sunday assailed Congressman Justin Amash as a total lightweight after the Michigan lawmaker became the first Republican to call for Trump's impeachment. Amash, echoing numerous Democratic lawmakers, claimed that Trump engaged in impeachable conduct by attempting to obstruct Special Counsel Robert Mueller's investigation of Russian meddling in the election. Reuters correspondent Jason Albano reports.
U.S. Representative Justin Amash took to Twitter on Saturday, saying that Special Counsel Robert Mueller's report on the investigation into Russian interference in the 2016 election revealed that Trump, quote, engaged in specific actions and a pattern of behavior that meet the threshold for impeachment. Amash also said the report, quote, identifies multiple examples of conduct satisfying all the elements of obstruction of justice. The White House and the Department of Justice did not immediately respond to requests for comments about Amash's tweets.
Our attorney general ruled based on the information there was no obstruction. So you have no collusion, no obstruction.
While Trump has said that the report concluded there was no obstruction of justice, the report made no formal finding, leaving it to Congress to decide.
Reuters' Jason Albano. Meanwhile, Dutch singer-songwriter Duncan Lawrence has won the 64th Eurovision Song Contest for the Netherlands. I'm Faith Lapidus, VOA News.
VOA 1.